Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist, and I love to help people with their gardening, whether it's in the yard, houseplants, what you would like to grow, fruit trees or, you know, vegetables. I would love to hear from you. And so you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Today's going to be a rainy day through Florida. We are getting lots of rain, so it's a good reminder to shut your irrigation system off during the summertime and let Mother Nature do it. There's just no reason for you to pay for a water bill when we're doing this. And also, too, I was talking earlier about rain lilies. And rain lilies come up after 3 days of getting rainfall. It's so wonderful to see them. And it's just a reminder that we do get, you know, Mother Nature's help in replenishing our aquifer. But it is also part of my dirty word of the day. So dirty word of the day is bulb, B-U-L-B. And a bulb is a short stem with fleshy leaves or leaf bases that function as a food storage organ during dormancy. And so the bulb's leaf bases are also known as scales. They generally do not support leaves, but contain food reservoirs that help to enable the plant to survive adverse conditions. At the center of the bulb is a vegetative growing point or expanded flowering shoot. So what kind of plants form bulbs? Well, plants that form underground storage organs include bulbs, tubers, and corms. They're also called geophytes. But some are epiphytic orchids and also amaryllis, crinum lilies, narcissus, and then also tulips, and also oxalis. Oxalis is kind of an interesting plant in that it is a weed, but it's also a beautiful ornamental in the garden. It can be the burgundy and purple ones are just gorgeous, but they usually you see them as green leaves. They look like a little shamrock, and they have little pink or purple or white flowers on them. Some bulbs can develop or propagate a large bulb, and if one or several moderate-sized bulbs form to replace the bulb, they're called renewal bulbs. Some ferns, such as hen and chicken fern, also produce new plants at the tips of the fronds leaves, and these are called bulbils. So it's quite an interesting word, and plants that are very easy to grow. We can grow all different kinds of bulbs. The amaryllis are the most popular, but it's our dirty word of the day. And so if you'd like to use it, you know, you can say the bulbs in my garden are growing and we had rainfall, so I'm sure to see a rain lily soon. Let's real quick go to Phil in Palm Bay. Good morning, Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Teresa. In my backyard, I have probably hundreds of these flies in the grass. They're black, elongated body, with probably a couple orange stripes on the abdomen on top. And no matter, I sprayed insecticide a couple times, they just live in the grass. They only fly a little, maybe a few inches above the grass. They never take off anywhere.
Okay.
They just live in the grass.
All right. So do you live near a conservation area or an area that's really wet?
Not really. It's really drained here. We have very sandy soil in this area.
Very sandy soil in the area. Okay. And so do you irrigate often?
Well, I put new sod in maybe two summers ago, but not that often. Just enough if it starts turning brown. Then
right.
Okay. I do.
All right. And so, you know, usually you see flies. There's over 100 different species of flies that we can see in the landscape. And so, you know, usually you see them. Do you have a compost pile or dogs?
A dog, yes. No compost pile.
No compost pile, but you have a dog. And do you pick up after your dog?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep. So you do that. All right, so because usually you see, flies when you have composting, a dead animal, or, you know, just really organic soils that have kind of, that are decomposing because they get nutrients from that. And so, yeah. You know, I I would love to see a photo of it. I don't know what kind of fly you're talking about, but if your yard is getting overwatered or you have issues in it, how does your grass look?
Usually fairly green, pretty green right now.
Because of the rain.
We're not getting that much rain. Well, we're not getting that much in Palm Bay. It seems to be going around us this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm not really watering. So I would suggest, if you can take a picture of the fly and send it to me, I can find out a little bit more about it. But it just seems like there is the reason they're hatching, we got to find that reason out. And then you could also always spray. You can do that to get rid of them. But you might also want to put down a fungal control in your yard too, as well, and see if that, you know, helps ease the issue. Okay, but send me a picture if you can to betterlawns.com or teresa.watkins@live.com, and I'll be able to help you a little bit more.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Phil, for the question. So let's go to David in Georgia. Good morning, David. How can I help you?
Good morning. Oak leaves, in particular, live oak leaves.
Yes, sir.
There's a root. Are they good for, are they acceptable to mulch with fruit trees or anything, really?
Yes. Oak leaves make...
They're harmful to plants.
Who told you that?
Oh, I don't know. So it sounded like an urban legend.
Yeah, it is. Oak leaves are very good for mulch. Okay. And, you know, they're good if you want to put them in a compost pile or if you just want to blow them up underneath the shrubs, as long as you're not, you know, overcrowding the crown of any plant, it should be wonderful. They'll be good. Thank you so much for calling. And we're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I have the redneck rosarian coming up. Chris Southern Charm and Passion is growing roses. We're going to be talking to him. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Pump it up this summer, literally. Underinflated tires can overheat and endanger lives. Whether you're driving across town or across Florida, make sure your tires are properly inflated, damage-free, and have adequate tread depth. The trip to your destination can be half the fun, so take your time and enjoy the ride. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down and stay cool this summer. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Chris Van Cleve is America's favorite rose gardener. He's known around the globe as the Redneck Rosarian. He has such a wonderful, charming personality, and also his passion for growing roses is infectious. And so he is, you can find him on Home Depot and HGTV websites. And he is also a contributor to Southern Living Gardening Book. And he's appeared on P. Alan Smith's Garden Home television show. And he was recently featured in Southern Living magazine. So he is a big deal. I am so excited to talk to him. I interviewed him on when I was at In Your Backyard, and he's with us again today. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you here as well. How is the weather in Alabama right now?
Well, it's what you call sure enough hot.
Sure enough, hot. It sure is. And so how are your roses doing?
Well, you know, they're doing pretty well. I started a new rose garden last year, and they're in that stage where they're just getting acclimated to the soil, but they have done really well, put out some pretty blooms this year.
Yeah, because you trial roses too for companies, don't you?
I do. And also a part of an organization called the American Garden Rose Selections, which trials roses all across the United States and then, you know, announces winners of those trials every year. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, you know, when I go out there on gardening talks and things, people say that roses are hard to grow here in Florida or in the South and that they're not strong plants. And so are roses fickle growers?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's all in the selection process. There are roses that are bred for exhibition, and those are a little bit more difficult. You know, you have to pay a little more attention to them. But roses that are bred for gardens are very hardy, and we have some very hardy roses in the Deep South.
Because our summer gets hot, and so our roses need to be able to stand the heat. So what brands do you recommend for the South?
Well, not necessarily a particular brand, but the varieties of roses that come to market. There are some that are just more hardy than others. Some of our recent roses, one that has stood out across the entire United States and all of the trials that we do, is a rose called Sweet Spirit. And it is a rose that was bred by Star Roses and Plants by the House of Mayand in France. And it just repeatedly blooms and blooms and blooms. And guess what, Teresa?
What?
It has fragrance.
That's what I want when I buy my roses. Okay, the roses that don't have any fragrance, I just don't buy those. I love the ones with fragrance.
Yeah. You know, I think rose breeders around the world have finally gotten the message that consumers want fragrance in the garden. And they are beginning now their breeding programs geared towards not only disease resistance and drought tolerance, but also fragrance. So I'm excited about that.
That's wonderful. Now, Chris, I have a caller who would like to ask a rose question. Can you take a call?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's go to Jim in Ocoee. Jim, good morning. You're on with Chris Van Cleve, the Redneck Rosarian.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Teresa, for your show. Chris, I have a year old doing really well. It's a Flo Nelson rose in a 7-gallon pot. I want to either put it in the ground or put it in a 25-gallon pot. And I don't know if it'll never get bigger than it will in the ground or if I should just leave it forever in the 7-gallon pot, which is what I was told to put in when I got it in, as a baby.
Sure. Well, you know, you've got some options there, and it's really up to you. A rose will grow in a container just as well as it will in the ground with proper care. So it really comes down to your personal preference. If you've got a place for it in your garden in the ground, then by all means, plant it in the ground. But if you'd prefer to leave it in that container or even transfer it to that larger container, that sounds great. I love to see roses growing in containers.
Will it get bigger, though, eventually in the ground, or does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter. It'll grow and put out root growth in a container or in the ground, either one. It'll be put on a pretty display for you.
Can it be left in a 7-gallon pot, or is that not, could it need more space?
Well, a 7 to 10-gallon pot is you can grow a very large rose in that container. And if you've got a larger container to put it in, you could even put multiple shrubs of that same variety in that container, and they'll get very large together.
All right, well, hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim, for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Great. So, Chris, I grew up being told that roses need cut back to the 5th leaf. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, you know, you want the blooms that occur on roses throughout the growing season to be on a sturdy cane. So if you go down to about the 5th leaf set on a rose stem, you'll get a pretty sturdy cane. So if you make your cut there or below there, then what comes afterwards, the resulting cane growth and bloom will be on a sturdy cane as well.
Okay. What are your favorite roses to grow?
Oh, my goodness.
Give us some recommendations.
Well, I think my favorite rose, gosh, I always tell people it's the one I'm looking at.
I love that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you see so many that are just beautiful. And, okay, that's the one I have to have. All right. Yeah. We have Lois in Orlando. Chris, can you take another call?
Sure.
Oh, good wonderful. Morning, good morning, Lois.
Good morning. I have a pink patch old-fashioned rose, and it had been beautiful, but the last couple of years, it'll bloom with these clusters of pink flowers, and then all the flowers, and it's just all twigs, and it loses its leaves and twigs and then sends out new growth. What's going on?
Well, does it only bloom once a year, or does it bloom throughout the growing season?
Blooms often, all throughout, yeah.
Blooms often, yeah. So do you cut back any? Do you deadhead those blooms away after?
No. I mean, I have trimmed it, of course, but no, and I never used to have to. I never did deadhead it, and it would just bloom and bloom and look absolutely beautiful.
It could be a couple of things. It could be a condition in the soil. You might be a good idea to have your soil tested where that rose is, just to make sure that something in the soil hasn't changed. That would diminish the root growth and overall health of the plant. And what type of fertilizer do you use?
Anything.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good answer, because any fertilizer, for the most part, is better than none. So continue to fertilize it, and, you know, your local ag extension office can get you a soil test kit, and you can get your soil tested, and you write on that form that you're growing roses, and they'll give you results based on what you need to do to adjust the soil for roses. So okay. Hopefully that'll be helpful to you.
I mean, it doesn't sound like mites or bad insecty things, huh?
No, ma'am, it doesn't.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Thank you so much, Lois. So, Chris, are there any updates on the rosette disease that's plaguing the South?
Well, you know, rose rosette is an ephemoid mite. It's actually a creature. And they're still doing research on that. You know, there are a couple of grant programs through Texas A&M and the University of Tennessee at Knoxville. Their grant program got cut. So the funding for that has been cut, and so the research goes on. They are looking for something that will help to stop that mite, but it is airborne, and if you see a shrub in your garden that you suspect has rose rosette, at this point the best remedy is to remove that shrub because it will very likely travel to other shrubs.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So you mentioned growing roses in containers. What are another few ways that people can use roses in the landscape to display them?
Well, not only roses in containers, but grow up with climbing roses. I love beautiful climbers. And I had an ugly fence in my old garden. I called it an ugly fence. It's supposed to require, you know, 6-foot stockade fences. And I just covered it with roses. And it changed the entire look of the landscape when you sit in the garden. So
That sounds great. How can listeners find you on Facebook and social media, Chris, if they'd like to look, more for your advice?
Sure. RedneckRosarian.com.
That's it. That's wonderful. Chris, thank you so much for coming on and helping me with my callers. You can come on and answer questions anytime.
Oh, I'd be happy to. It's good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, Chris. Take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Chris Van Cleve. You can find him at RedneckRosarian.com. And he is just a delight, and he is so knowledgeable about roses. He is the Redneck Rosarian, so we can give him a call.
Oh, definitely.
You know,
it's 100%, man. I would love to have him on again because he had some, not only do I like the accent, but he has some really good information too.
He does. We got more time for your gardening questions, so you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. I have text messages coming up. One is on a great ground cover for Central Florida that's in full sun all day, and another one is about weeping willows. And so we're going to answer those questions when we come back. If you'd like to follow us on Facebook, you can go to the Better Lawns and Gardens pages, and you can follow me as well. You can find out more information about me and my services. Listen to the show on www.she-consulting.com or just Google me, Teresa Watkins, and my website comes up.
Also, don't try to text us your pictures because we are not that high tech. I thought we were very high tech, but no, we are not that high tech. So be sure to email them to Teresa. Teresa, what's your email address again?
The email address is Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A dot Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S at live.com. Live is what you want your plants to be, so you can remember that. Give me a call. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens and your gardening questions. You're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm getting some Facebook messages. And let's see, here we go. I think it is Gina in Melbourne. Her tomatoes are finally ripening. She called a couple of weeks ago and said her tomatoes weren't ripening on the vine. And she just sent some beautiful pictures, and they look great.
Ooh, I love that.
It's wonderful. Let's go to Angie in Melbourne. Good morning, Angie. How can I help you?
Well, thank you for being there. You're so knowledgeable. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I had a beautiful oak tree on HOA property that was very close to my home. However, I did worry about the branches and had the branches over my roof cut regularly so they wouldn't crash through the roof in case of a storm. But anyway, they came in and insisted to take the tree down. I think they were worried about me suing them if something happened. I don't know.
Okay.
But the thing is, they removed it, but they left all the sawdust and wood chips behind. So I did pay a guy to pick that up and take it off. Now I've got a rather large area of sawdust, and there's still little stumps, little pieces that should be cut off with a chainsaw that I need to get done from someone. But what I'm wondering about is, how much black dirt do I have to put down in order to start growing grass there?
Well, So Angie, I would just make the ground a little bit level. Okay, bring it up just a little bit above the other portion. Because do you have turf around this area?
Yeah, I have grass around.
Okay.
What's growing there now is there's some weeds coming in.
Right. The weeds will come in very quickly. So you want to make sure that you put in the sod or whatever plugs you're going to put in right away. That ground oak trunk is going to decompose, and it's going to be really good soil. So I wouldn't put expensive soil down. I wouldn't go and buy expensive soil, just some regular compost or just some regular bags of topsoil and put it down. And then just lay your sod right on top of it. But now it's going to decompose even more.
I wasn't thinking of sod. I was thinking of, you know, because sod is really quite expensive. I mean, I sodded my front yard, and it cost me, you know, a small fortune.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you want to put there?
Well, I mean, I want grass there, but I thought I could just plant. The sod that I have has been growing out over into areas that I don't want the sod to grow.
So like you can cut that up and put it over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I wondered how much you said just buy cheap bags of
dirt.
Black dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but it's going to sink. Those wood chips are going to decompose and turn into soil. Okay, and so you may get a little dip in the soil area. So I would mound it up just a wee bit, a little bit higher. And
sure.
then put the grass on top of it, and then kind of make it level. Okay, you can run the lawnmower over it, and you know compact it a little bit.
So what about grass seed? Do you think
what kind of soil do you have? I mean, what kind of grass do you have?
Sandy soil under
no.
Underneath.
I'm sorry, that was my mistake. What kind of grass do you have now?
Well, what was the sod is Bermuda that I bought. Yeah, it's either Bermuda or what's the other one?
Bahia?
No, it's Bermuda.
It's Bermuda? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you can put down, I would say in the summertime, because it's just going to take a long time to get started, I would just go ahead and put down, if you can pull your Bermuda from other parts of your yard and place it in there, that's going to be the cheapest and the quickest way to get it. To go.
Okay.
Seeds, I'm worried about the weed seeds germinating in between, and then you're going to have an issue there.
I see. Okay. But I don't know if I can pull up enough Bermuda to cover it, but I have tried that, but I haven't put enough black dirt down, so I need to get more bags of black dirt.
Right. I would, just so it doesn't sink, and you just don't have a little dip there, a little swale there.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Angie.
I really missed the tree, and I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry to see it go.
I know, but there's sometimes you need to do that.
Yeah,
it's always good to make sure you have the right plant in the right place. Thank you, Angie. So that was Angie. Thank you, Angie. Let's go to a great ground cover for Central Florida that is in full sun all day. And so my question to Jamie in Orlando is this an area where people will be walking, or will this be an area that's going to be in a garden bed area, a ground cover that you just need for the side of your yard or along a pathway or something like that? So you can do a couple of different plants. A great ground cover is the Sunshine Mimosa, okay, and that's Mimosa strigulosa. It's also called Powder Puff Mimosa. It takes full sun. It loves dry, sandy soil, so it doesn't need a lot of water, and it will cover about a foot and a half. So you want to make sure that you're putting down enough of the Mimosa strigulosa, and so that's very easy to find. The other choice you have is Perennial Peanut. And Perennial Peanut loves the full sun, too, as well. And these can be mowed, all right? So you can mow over them after they finish blooming and spread those seeds out. And then Perennial Peanut, you can also mow across it as well. You could also use Asiatic Jasmine if it's an area where nobody will be walking because it does grow viney and you don't want anyone else to trip. So those three choices, you have a really quite a bit of ground covers that will work for it. Also, too, you could do Lantana if it's just a flowering garden bed. Lantana grows to be about 5 foot wide and, again, takes weed whacking or lawn mowing if you'd like to cut it down and keep it down close to the ground. So you have a couple of choices, Jamie. Let me know what, text me back and let me know what you're using that area for, and I'll have some more suggestions for you. So then in Melbourne, we get a text message. Teresa, do weeping willows grow in Central Florida, and where to buy one if they do? Weeping willows do grow in Florida. They are salt tolerant, so you can grow them in Melbourne. You want to make sure that you put it in a location that is big enough for it to get big. Weeping willows are big trees. So if you've got a small yard, I wouldn't suggest them. You can find them. Rockledge Nursery in Rockledge, Florida is great. Valkyria Nursery should be able to get it for you, and also Sun Harbor Nursery. Go into a nursery and just ask them to get order one for you, and they will. We have Beverly in Tallahassee. We're going to be right back for. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Work zones present many challenges that require all drivers to stay alert. When entering a work zone, drivers should obey speed limits, avoid distractions, and maintain extra space between other vehicles. It is important to give others room and never attempt to cut off large trucks or buses. Remember, they are not able to stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. As you travel through the state, be prepared to stop, reduce your speed, and move into open lanes as soon as possible. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 1-877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
Virtual meetings glitching? Videos endlessly buffering?
web pages never loading? The state of Florida has launched an anonymous statewide internet speed test to identify broadband internet availability in Florida communities. Take the state of Florida's official one-minute speed test at fasterflorida.org. That's fasterflorida.org to help improve internet speeds throughout the state. fasterflorida.org.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We have a few more minutes for you to get your gardening questions answered. If you'd like to hear more of the show, you can always go to audioboom.com, betterlawns.com website, or my website, she-consulting.com, and you will find the programs there. On Audioboom, I list the topics and what questions, and I give you the links to the different products or topics that we're talking about in the show, so you can do that. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680, and we'd love to talk with you. So Beverly in Tallahassee, good morning, Beverly. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We are great. Are you getting a lot of rain this week?
Oh, my gosh. All month. It's, you know, it's not enough to make it flood. I could tell you stories about that, but we're getting a lot of rain, you know, all day just about, you know. My rain gauges are broken. I don't care. I just know I'm getting a lot of rain, a lot of weeds, but I got two quick things.
Okay.
One with your phone ringing all day, I got a great solution for you.
Okay.
It's called voicemail. And if you don't know who's calling you, because there's always caller ID, you never pick up the phone, because robo and spam will never leave you a message. And then at the end of the day, you can call back the people you really want to talk to.
No, I agree with you. But I will tell you, Beverly, I literally get 50 calls a day. And listening to my voicemail, going through all of those, sometimes I don't have enough time to get to all of them.
Well, so, you don't have to.
Okay, I'm going to put that on my voice message. I'm going to say, Beverly says I don't have to call you back. Leave me a good voicemail.
Well, just don't pick up.
I won't.
The other thing I wanted to mention is a month or so back, I can't remember if it was a guest on the show or if it was a newsletter I got about this beautiful live oak park somewhere down in central Florida that you can walk. Well, and I would like to invite your listeners any time of year, but maybe not until September, October, to drive up through Tallahassee. You can drive down any suburban street or country road or anywhere, and we got live oaks who have their arms resting on the ground and growing back up. We got so many beautiful live oaks in this city. You could just spend a couple days just driving up and down the streets, and it wouldn't cost you anything, but there is the gas, but
well, you know, Tallahassee, North Florida does have some beautiful oak parks, and driving up there, it is just gorgeous. It is a lovely drive up there.
I would like to encourage people to come up here. We're the state capital, but of course that's not the most exciting part if you're a gardener, but there's McClay Gardens, there's Wakulla Springs, there's the this great giant the Saint, I can't remember what it's called now, but out on the west side there's an original Chiquis that's been built that's about six times as big as my house. And
wow.
Chiquis have the thatch roof and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, the Seminole Indians build them, yes.
Yeah, the Mission San Luis. There's lots of stuff up here, and it's not expensive.
Wonderful. Well, I do appreciate that. Now, but tell me, your swallow houses, are you seeing bluebirds and your swallows?
Yeah. Well, the swallows now, I had martins, but they leave on the 4th of July.
Oh, so they have gone back up. Okay,
yeah,
so the martins is what you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've got the bluebirds. I went out a couple weeks ago and cleaned out the boxes, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I should be seeing some clutches of new baby bluebirds coming up soon. And I've declared my property a wildlife habitat.
Wonderful.
And the rabbits are running through the yard. Oh, that was something else I wanted. Give me one more second. I watch a gardening show on TV after I listen to your show on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And this woman's, she mixes her plants in with her
vegetables.
You know, her vegetables.
Yeah,
and stuff.
She got an edible landscape, uh-huh.
Yeah. And I've always known that garlic will, like, rabbits, deer, they will not cross garlic to get to the bed inside. Like, even if you just ring the outside of your bed with good, they're like, I'm not Italian. But then this lady said also onions and also basil.
Mm-hmm.
And how easy is it to grow basil? You can just put basil plants around the edge of your garden, and they'll walk away, Teresa. They'll just walk away.
Well, I don't know exactly if that happens all the time, you know, but basil, you know, is tough to grow during the summertime because of the heat. But in the fall.
Up here, it grows like crazy.
Does it? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful, because that makes great bruschetta.
And pesto, and even if you're not successful with basil, the onions and the leeks and the garlic, all that smelly stuff that you put in the pot.
That's delicious. It's delicious.
And they don't like it.
Yeah,
they just don't like it.
Well, thank you so much, Beverly. I certainly appreciate you calling and letting us know what's going on, because it's lovely to hear from you.
It's always nice talking to you. And to Lizzie, too. She's great.
Lizzie is great. And Guy is great. We're just very blessed here. So thank you so much, Beverly.
Okay, bless you.
Bless you, hon. And so
did you sneeze?
She did not sneeze. And so she's wonderful. And, you know, we do have a lot of great drives and parks. And it's great to get ideas. And if you're driving around and you see something that you can't identify, you can always send me a picture. And again, you can send it through email. Don't send it through text as far as the show goes, because once the show is done, Lizzie and I are gone. We don't see this again until the following week. And so we won't get your message at all. But if you will send it to my email, teresa.watkins@live.com, or you can send it on my betterlawns.com webpage. I will respond to it. And just if I don't respond, follow up with me, because I am pretty busy. And I love to answer questions. And sometimes I just don't see them with the amount of mail and emails we get. So what should you be doing right now in your garden? Go ahead and get those seeds started, okay? Get the soil, get containers. Even if you don't have a lot of space, you can grow a little bit of food in your yard, on your balcony, on your terrace, in your driveway even, underneath the carport. You can be growing plants that feed you, you can use as herbs in your cooking, or that you can provide habitat for butterflies and pollinators. That's the most important thing to do right now. And we're just losing habitat so crazy. I mean, up in North Florida, they do have a lot of open property and spaces, Beverly's property, which makes great habitat. But in the really condensed city urban areas, we need to have a little bit more ground space. And so providing that in your landscape, in your HOA, you know, in your backyard is a perfect place to do that. So you're wanting to make sure that if a plant will grow in your pot or in your ground, make sure you have the right sunlight conditions. Sunlight conditions are very important. Do you have full sun, which is 8 or more hours of sunlight a day? Do you have partial sun, which is the morning sun, afternoon shade, morning shade, afternoon sun? It's at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day. Or do you have full shade, and that's 5 hours or less of sunlight? That's important to know for the right plant, right place. Another thing is your soil conditions. Get a soil test. Find out the pH of your soil and find out what plants will grow in that pH. I can tell you how to change the pH, but you're going to have to constantly do it. So it's not necessarily recommended that you change the pH of your soil because it's going to revert back. Find out what plant will grow there. And then also to find out how much water your plant needs. And that's going to be important. I'd like to thank Chris Van Cleve for coming on today. And he's the Redneck Rosarian. You can find him at redneckrosarian.com and on Facebook, too, as well. And Lizzie and Guy, we have to thank all the callers and listeners that just they're just great fans, and we love them.
When I say that you have the best callers and listeners, you really do, because they're very polite. They're so happy to talk to us, and they are really looking for information.
And that's important, and we love to hear from you. So go ahead and send us those text messages. Go ahead and send us an email. Let us know on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Guy, good job today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're welcome back anytime here. And, you know, we need – sometimes Lizzie needs a break, and so we do need extra help. And so we are going to be back more next week, 7 to 9 a.m. On this channel, but also on Audio Boom, iHeart, iTunes, Amazon. If you're listening and you're hearing it at a different time, we had some callers who said they listen and it says the second hour and they never get the second hour. Call your radio station and let them know you want to listen to Better Lawns.
Them.
Call your radio station. Let them know you want to hear more Better Lawns and Gardens. We appreciate it. We're going to be back more from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
On some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.